Do you guys have any soft tacos?
Yes.
Yes, good. How much are they?
$2.75.
All right. I'll just have one soft taco.
What kind? Chicken or beef, carne asada, carnita.
What's the that last one? What is that?
Carnitas is pork.
Yeah.
Maybe I better not. And carne asada is just meat, right?
It's steak. Yeah.
Steak.
And it's shredded beef, basically.
I gotcha. My Spanish needs work.
That's what I'm here for.
Sorry, ma'am. My Spanish is horrible. What do I want? I'll have the chicken soft tofu.
Anything else?
Whoa. Hang on. Yep. I think something. Oh, no. I think I'm good. Let's see. Anything else?
Two burritos.
No, it should be okay.
Carne asada.
Here?
Yes. We're all here.
$2.50.
Here you go. How big are your tacos, by the way?
Excuse me?
How big are your tacos? The tacos?
That is the big size of the tortilla.
Sorry?
Big size of the tortilla.
Okay, I think I'll just have one. So, there we go.
You are?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Do I need to sign anywhere?
Yeah.
Okay. Alright. I'm so sorry. I'm really not with it. Where do I need to sign?
Gotcha.
I know what I'm getting, so
there. That works. It's legible. That's my name. It's just two letters.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Dos burritos de su carne asada.
Monty. Monty. Where'd he go? I hope my Spanish is as good like that one day. Where'd Python go, Jill?
Huh?
Where'd Python go?
He's...
I was calling your name, Monty.
I just now noticed that.
How could you not hear me? We're not on Simplex.
I'm on my phone and doing stuff. That's
fine. Well, I called it like this, Monty.
Right, and I was paying attention to my phone, and therefore it's...
I didn't want to yell.
I did a burrito.
I wish I could speak Spanish.
Your taco?
I wish I could speak Spanish.
In the middle of the both of you?
Sorry? Oh, napkins. Gotcha.
You're going to put napkins in the middle of both of you?
Yeah,
you're going to tear it apart like
that? I wish that I could speak Spanish as good as Ruben. I'm jealous.
Well, that means he can order easier.
Yes, actually he did.
Let me check in and then I will...
I already did. So that means one of us is going to get a Twitter mention.
Yes, I don't know which one. Probably
I think
you.
It'd be me.
I think it would be you, because... No, I don't want... There we go. I never remember when I see the location I'm at before I even change location, if I can actually...
I'm using BlindSquare now.
Oh.
I mean, I'm using Swarm, too, but I'm using BlindSquare when I really want to look around.
When did you buy BlindSquare?
I bought it when it was on sale.
When was it on sale?
When I did the podcast, let's see. A month ago?
Yeah. Because I bought it at full price. I don't know if I did.
Yeah, it went up in price. It's now $30.
Oh, well, then I bought
three
it.
Zero.
I got it at a good price. I paid $24 for it.
It was $19, I think, when I got it. So
you still got a better deal than that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, how do you check in on that?
Go to Foursquare.
I'm checking on Swarm right now. But
I know. Go to Foursquare. Uh-huh. Look for the place. Tap it. If your GPS is deemed good... Jeez, how am I going to eat this?
Carefully.
It's...
Just like the way I eat my burrito, very carefully.
No, it's not. It's huge.
So is my burrito.
I've never had a taco before.
Well,
I've never had their taco before.
Well, if you need to, get yourself a fork.
I think
just
I will.
Let it all fall out, and that's what I do. When it's so big that you can't.
Smoothie, Jim, eat though. Joe.
What?
Can I please have a fork?
Give me 1 second, okay?
Grazie.
Grazie. That's not how you say grazie.
The Italian.
I know that.
The Italian, thank you.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Shukran. I mean, grazie. I speak 3 languages.
I only speak 2.
What's the matter, honey?
Morse code and...
A Morse code is not a language.
Yes, it is.
It is not.
You have to learn it.
Well, yeah, but there's no grammar involved.
I get it right. There we go. I checked it.
So, on Terry's repeater, I heard 3 dashes at the end. Was I mixing up sounds again?
Did you guys hear me place the order for mine?
Yes, I'm jealous.
No, I didn't, but I'll have to listen. Did you get it recorded?
Oh, oops. Yes. You can't see me.
Are you talking to me? Or?
Yes. I was talking to you, and I was nodding my head.
Okay, you can do that if you want, but you better tell me next time.
Como your headache, Ruben?
Oh, ¿sabes qué? Ya no tengo dolor de cabeza.
Más lentamente, por favor.
Oh, wow.
Se me fue mi dolor de cabeza.
They love you.
Something about your head?
My headache went.
Okay.
It's gone now.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
They be in. See, I told you my Spanish sucks.
Well, we just gotta put you in a Spanish course. Well,
it's a lot better than mine.
What?
I'm kidding.
Well, I was gonna say. Oh my gosh, this is
you. 1X here.
Look at this, Jill.
I'm down with 1X.
This
here.
Is huge. How am I gonna eat this? How am I gonna do this?
That's not huge.
This isn't huge?
Trust me.
No.
Well, this is gonna
you
be
just
a mess.
Take a bite to the side.
Or do like what I say, just let it all fall out.
No, I don't wanna do that. My tray is.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. I can. I should have.
It's called.
It's hot.
Just so you
know.
Bet you didn't think I had it in me, did you?
I can't believe you did that.
I felt like it.
I probably could have, but I didn't.
I was smart getting only one of these burritos. I still can't believe this much burrito only costs, like three something.
That was like last year.
Well, I don't know what it is because I paid for
the drink too. I've actually got a bit of an appetite.
I know what I paid, but I don't know if you know what I mean.
Yeah, my Spanish sucks. I told you, Ruben.
Yes, but you probably didn't think I had it in me.
I didn't, actually.
Because I don't really have much of an accent.
No, you really don't.
No, you don't, right.
That's what happens when you don't move. Well, that's what happens when you move everywhere.
I did, and I sound like I'm from New Jersey.
I would love to have heard you right when you got back from Arabia.
Thank you.
That would
have started.
It's in last set of last.
Yes, yes.
Last folder.
Okay.
Last folder, last file.
That works.
Jill, I think I sounded a bit like this.
The only thing I forgot was sour cream. Oh, that's okay.
Hey, you don't need the sour cream. It's not good for you.
Sour cream.
It kind of takes away from the taste.
And it's not good for you.
Hey,
Jill, we're changing. Well, the good thing about Roberto's is it's a little healthier than, well,
things.
Other
torpedoes.
Places. Torpedoes? Don't you mean tortilla?
No. I said torpedo.
I know what you said.
Ah, hijo, mira. Mira este.
Teleporting to Mexico.
¿Cómo se dice good again?
Bueno.
Yeah.
Bueno.
That's right.
Bueno.
That's right. Muy bueno.
Tiene un poco de... I think I see avocado, but...
Yum. That's what I was actually going to put in my fasulia today. But
they put a little bit of everything on here,
but they're going to take... What did you order? He got burritos?
Mm-hmm. He got 2 burritos.
Wow.
Yeah.
I should have gotten a water, but that's
okay. I normally get 2, but I wanted to,
I couldn't.
Hey, we got dessert at the apartment.
Well, do we have water at the apartment?
I would hope we at least have tap water there.
Yeah,
we do,
tap water's good enough.
Vera likes tap water, as do I, actually.
We need cups, that's what we'll need.
I can drink out of my hand, it's okay.
I do that too.
Hey, desperate times call for desperate measures.
I meant to get plasticware and I never did.
99 Cent Store is your friend, actually. We
I
saw.
Know, but they're not over here.
Not here, that's for sure.
I think the closest. I think the closest one is on Fort Apache.
No.
Yeah, well, that Walmart is.
They're from here. Spring Mountain and Rainbow. Oh no!
Whoa.
Not Spring Mountain Rainbow. Yeah.
Wow.
Spring Mountain and Rainbow.
That's
over by that other Walmart and the Krispy Kreme.
This
is really good. I mean, I know there's avocado in here, but I ain't tasting
it. There's no avocado in that burrito. I never tasted it.
I thought I saw it.
If you asked for it, I don't think there would be avocado.
Mm-mm.
That's the same kind of burrito
no.
I did.
He did.
Carne asada.
No, he didn't. There is avocado in there, then. I've had it.
You should have, yeah.
I'm seeing it. I know it's there. I just ain't tasting it.
I love avocado.
That's a good thing.
That's a good thing for you, yes.
No, well...
If not, you could give it to me.
It's in solid little cubes. I mean,
when
it becomes guacamole, I have a problem.
Oh, I was going to say, if it's guacamole, give it to me. I'll eat it.
It isn't. It's cut up in little bits.
Yum. I love
avocado. There's onions in this, too.
Don't give it to me, then.
I'm
all...
I was almost doing when he gets back to the hotel.
I would chat more, but I'm just enjoying my burrito so much.
Not hotel, but apartment. I'm sorry.
Okay, KU7ZUM.
It's the Hotel Jill Ruby.
Nope. Actually, I like it. I really like it.
It's quite cozy.
It's good.
I don't know what your plans are, Sarah. If you're wanting to stay with us tonight or what?
I can't, remember?
You gotta teach tomorrow,
right,
don't
right,
you?
Right.
No, I don't. But no, I can't, because we can't find the... I can always go to floor.
Or I can go to floor.
We don't want you uncomfortable.
Oh, right.
It'll hurt
we
my...
We don't want you uncomfortable either.
I know. It'll kill my back, but that's okay. I'll just be like I got re-hit by that car.
Oh.
Oh, it can't be that bad.
Well...
Ow and yum.
It... You just pulled a Monty-ism.
I think that was the best quote of the night right there.
Thank you.
Ow
to Sarah and yum to this burrito.
Yes, no, I knew
Wow, my breath support sucks today.
Wow.
We have to find the...
I'm eager to see two things.
You're eager to see me hit the Hilton?
That, and...
I can do it.
Oh, cool.
I can do it. I think I'm noisy, but I can do it.
Now that we have another radio.
Well, I, for one, am glad that you made it here safely, Monty.
Right.
I hope I sound the same in person that as I... Well, I hope I sound the same as I do on Skype. But
actually, you pretty much do, yeah.
Cool.
Your sample rate is a little bit higher, but...
he sounds a bit nasal.
Yeah, that's to be expected. No, I'm kidding.
Well, if you think that's bad, you should listen to some of Ruben's songs. I sent him the songs about real estate... And there's a song in there where he sings about his house in Texas.
Hey, Ruben, just so I know, how was your flight coming in?
It was quite nice, actually. The flight attendants were actually very kind and polite. But this time around, I actually got escorted to baggage claim and didn't get lost.
Oh, good.
See, the funny thing was, last summer, I decided to go it alone, and I went to the wrong terminal.
Oh.
Yeah.
but then again, I was flying U.S. Airways as opposed to... Southwest Airlines.
Yeah, Southwest is actually, I've heard a lot of good things about Southwest.
Not unless you're in Burbank, then they're the exact opposite.
Burbank is horrible.
Really?
Burbank,
California. California.
Yeah, Studio
Burbank.
City.
Yeah, unfortunately, they're very known for having their flights leave late.
Mm.
Like an hour late.
Oh!
God. And I always thought Burbank was the better airport.
No. They're now doing construction over
there.
Oh,
dear, that does have avocado.
My mom's been going back and forth to Burbank.
I'm fine, just...
For the last
hey, it's healthy for you.
Before she got taken off a project.
And cilantro.
Because of a lady.
Yum. Yeah, I've had that before.
But she's back home for the next 3 weeks.
Burritos like
home.
A meal in a...
Very happy because, yeah. She's
a burrito
like
is like
totally
a meal wrapped in a tortilla.
I'm so glad that I only ordered one of these.
You know.
I'm like, nah, I should order one. I can always get another one and, you know...
Stuff we gotta do too. We have to go back over to the house. We gotta finish decorating.
Mm-hmm.
Which house? Your parents or
yours?
Mm-hmm.
No, my parents' house.
Okay, so what's gonna happen, I take it, is you're
You'll
gonna
probably...
drop Sarah off, or well, I'm gonna go to Sarah's and hang out there pretty much all day.
Yeah.
You guys are gonna go decorate.
Because my mom's bugging the crap out of me to finish everything.
10 days.
Well, here's the thing. Good news is she's off on Friday.
Yep.
So we can do anything after she gets out of work on Thursday.
So that'll be the first day I get to sleep in.
Yeah. Well, actually, Thursday you'll sleep in until about 8:30.
No.
That's already been spoken for.
Wait, what?
What?
I thought you were going in at
7. No. Still going at
7. Tuesdays and Sundays is when she gets in at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
Tuesdays and Sundays.
That's right, I forgot.
Yeah.
It happens.
Oh, so those are the days we would get an extra couple hours.
Yeah.
All of us will. No, all of us will.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then Friday, Saturday.
If you're at the house there, you got to wake up to...
Yes, I do.
And then Friday, Saturday, of course, all my days off.
So do you Monty have, like, and I would be coming or? Over.
No. Okay. We're going to wait for them to call.
Okay.
And Jill gets to...
And do not put your phone in. Do not
I don't,
your...
actually. But Jill gets to hear my rough...
No, that's him.
No.
Yeah, he's the one that calls you while I'm driving. I can't call while I'm driving.
My voice might scare you so much that you'll crash.
Sarah? Sarah, I've already heard it. Oh. It's
interesting.
The days that I've spent the night and all that
this
stuff.
This is good. Yeah. I'm glad it chose. This is very good.
I'm going to be cool. I'm going
to
be cool.
Performing as expected. Getting ready to fall apart and be yummy.
Nice song. Nice jazzy song.
They exist. Have you heard country music in Spanish?
No.
It's interesting.
Wait,
actually.
That exists?
It exists.
The only thing I've ever heard in Spanish is sub pop and also whatever they do.
Reggaeton.
The accordion stuff.
No, that's polka? No. Okay, this is weird. This is just interesting.
This is different.
The scary thing is I can follow it because I know the words.
If the accordion, they can't hear it, no one explain what.
Depending on the accordion, it could either be Tex-Mex or Tejano.
Mm.
But I did not think Spanish country existed.
No, wait. Is that song in Spanish?
Just about anything. Like, I've heard oldies in Spanish.
What?
Crazy.
Crazy for feeling.
Oh, my mother loved that song.
Sorry. I'll stop. You okay?
Yeah.
You gonna be all right?
Yeah, I'm gonna be fine.
This is like the second person I've made cry in 2 days. This is just not cool. You all right?
Yeah.
Aww.
You sure?
Yeah.
That's so cute.
Okay. First you yesterday, and then.
I don't want to know.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't intentional. She was singing.
I was singing "I'll Be Home for Christmas."
But in the sweetest sounding voice, and it just struck a chord in me.
Oh, yeah, songs. You know, just in general, songs can do that.
Yeah, they can.
I'll brush my teeth.
Yeah.
I'm sure
to brush
my teeth.
In case Ruben wasn't sure what was going on there, my mother, she passed away in 2008, and that.
My condolences to you.
Oh, yeah, thanks. My mother wasn't exactly the greatest of human beings.
Oh,
still.
When she wasn't at the bar, though, she was awesome. It was getting her away from the bar that was tough. But she loved Patsy Cline, and she loved...
I love Patsy Cline.
I'm sorry about that,
Sadly,
Monty.
That's the only song of hers I know.
What about your dad?
We'll go out walking.
Oh, yeah, my father liked that one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's actually... We listen to that, like, going up the freeway.
Isn't that a cool song?
Oh, yeah.
Up in the moonlight.
So darn
moonlight. Moonlight. However the rest of it goes.
Like an email burrito.
Be able to eat the second one?
I might.
Jeez.
I might.
Why did you order two?
I didn't even order two. You know, I usually do.
Because
you
usually like to skimp out on things.
Well, so do I.
Usually, no. Places usually like to skimp out on things.
Well, you know this place doesn't now, but Chipotle doesn't like to skimp out on that stuff.
No, either. They don't. It's a little bit more upscale.
And expensive.
Before, so.
I have not tried their quesadillas yet. How are they, Jill? I know you tried
they're
it.
They're actually good.
Really?
No,
I don't think he would do it, though, because of the yellow cheese.
Yellow cheese?
It's not supposed to have yellow cheese. A quesadilla normally has white cheese.
I could give no care in the world about the color of cheese as long as it tastes good. Well,
I do, because...
With him being, the culture.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I absolutely understand that. I absolutely agree.
they Americanized it with the yellow cheese.
Oh,
I will agree
you
with that.
You don't put cheddar in a taco.
Well, my mom does.
Isn't that pretty common?
In a Taco Bell or a Del Taco, yes.
My mom does.
And
when she cooks
before it. Before you say anything, those places, to me, and to any self-respecting Hispanic, fast food.
It wouldn't.
I'll never, never, ever say the Taco Bell is Mexican.
It's not.
At least to me.
It's
I've
not.
Never even thought of it as Mexican.
It's not.
Good.
But it wouldn't offend you if I absolutely had to eat there, would it? I mean, because I mean, there's some times where I have to.
No. That's not what bothers me.
Actually think Taco Bell is Mexican?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah.
It's like Pizza Hut. It's like when people assume that Pizza Hut is Italian.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Good God.
What?
No.
Okay, I'm gonna just...
Amores and Nors. Nore, something like that. It's this new restaurant that Mom found. Nors.
It's fast
no,
food.
Italian would be like Olive Garden.
That's not even Italian.
They kind of Americanized it. And plus, some of those sauces have become so bland.
Yeah, they really are.
Okay,
and
well, then I
the
can't
macaroni
think of any
grill.
Italian that's truly Italian.
Amores.
Oh, okay.
Amores.
Jinx.
And Nors.
Ah, okay.
Jill. And what I said was... Fine, be like that. It's an out-of-sync video.
Long story. There's a long story to that.
It's an extremely long story.
I'm surprised that I'm actually stomaching the avocado.
Are you okay?
I'm fine, actually.
You know I'm going to keep asking you that.
No, it's not that I don't. It's just certain textures bother me. Like guacamole or cottage cheese, any of that kind.
Oh, cottage cheese.
Oh, I love
the texture.
Peaches.
The texture alone.
What?
Cheese and fruit. Don't even.
I love cottage cheese and peaches.
Oh. Cottage cheese and peaches.
Oh, yum.
Absolutely.
No.
And they
how
are
peaches.
Gorgeous.
Cottage cheese.
I love peaches. Okay,
cottage cheese
like
and
peaches.
Yogurt is better, man. Oh. Yum. Yum, 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 yum.
Even mandarin oranges.
And cottage cheese?
I just can't stomach the texture.
Actually, it's pretty good.
Oh,
not until you try it.
I know.
No.
And cottage cheese and apple, now that I won't do.
No.
A friend of mine will. I'm like, okay, that just...
That doesn't go well.
No.
Peaches, pineapple, and oranges, maybe.
I'll be right back.
And a frog eye salad.
Honey, are you okay?
I'd love...
Yeah, I got no bathroom.
Okay. She's telling the truth.
And by the way, what you just heard, that's my wrist brace.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, up from the accident.
Oh, damn.
A couple of weeks ago.
I know about it.
Now, here's the thing. I can't stomach the texture because it feels awful in my mouth. So I tend to think of something, and then if it's there long enough, then I perform said act.
Okay. Gotcha.
Exactly why I don't touch the stuff.
I learned that I love...
And notice how I said that, because everybody is eating here.
Yeah. I noticed. I found out in September that I love Cobb salad. I can now... Ruben, I know what we're having for lunch tomorrow.
Mm.
We're having fasulia, but I'm having avocado in mine. You and Monty and Jill are just having...
I'll have a cheese sandwich.
Well, we're kind of out of that.
Oh.
But...
I'll have a couple pieces of bread, nothing in between.
Well, it's,
you're kidding, right?
Nope.
You don't like you don't like black eyed peas?
Yeah.
Really?
Ugh.
Gee. Are you sure?
I'm very sure.
When have you had them?
It's gonna be harder
I'm
than
very
I thought.
Sure.
When have you had them?
Like I said, I'm very sure.
You've never had them.
Oh, so darn good.
Yeah, they're good with lemon and hot sauce in it. Yum. You even taste it. You don't even taste it.
Well, the avocado. If it presents itself.
You can no, you won't have it. I'm going to.
I don't mind the taste. I don't care for it.
You wouldn't
it's
the way
the
I
texture just doesn't sit well with it.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't want it the way I. No, you can probably just have lemon and hot sauce in yours. But I warned you, Ruben.
Question for Sarah: do your parents know the actual plan that I'm only going to be there during the day? They know that, right? So it's not like they're not freaking out or anything.
I think it'll be okay. Well, yeah, they know. They know you're here. But, you know, they also know that wherever Jill and Ruben go, normally...
You're tagging along with us.
Right.
Whether you want to or not.
For the night. It's not like... No, well, now here, this is kind of why I did this whole thing. We set it up the way we did. And the reason why Jill called you when she was getting out of work that Thursday. which was actually a breakthrough. But we did it because we were thinking about you, we were thinking about me, and we were thinking about the whole operation. Because how crappy would it be if you had no place to stay? But
well,
you can't.
Well, like I told you then, I wouldn't come out here.
No, I understand that, but what if, like, you did the assumption thing? You know, you assumed everything was going to be okay.
Oh, I didn't know. Yeah.
But,
well,
like, you didn't know, and then the bomb was dropped on you.
Uh-huh.
That would have been.
Although we did have a bit of an ironic twist to it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Those 20 or so guests
yeah.
aren't going to be at the Alawami residence.
What?
What?
Didn't your mom say about Christmas?
No. No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I must be getting things confused.
Yeah, they're going to be here. They're going to be at my house.
That's why we did the plan the way we did.
Exactly.
Well, some, I think most of...
They're celebrating Christmas elsewhere, though.
Oh, actually, they're not celebrating. Well, some of them aren't celebrating Christmas. They're not allowed to.
They're staying over.
They're staying over, but they're going to be doing other things.
Yeah.
Their own festivities stuff.
No, they're staying here. They better.
I gotcha.
Well, even if it's just 15, then, yeah, that's going to be a mess.
That's still a madhouse.
It's still going to be crazy over there.
Even 10 is crazy. Oh, I'd rather have, like, one or two.
I told you about the Thanksgivings that I've been a part of.
Uh-huh.
This year we had 24.
Spend the night?
Oh, no, not spend the night.
Yeah, this is what I'm meaning, yeah. Monty.
That's kind of why I became a Emerald Suites. I also need to go to the...
Oh, yay. Yeah.
The ATM so I can pull out some cash so I can help Jill with her portion.
Oh, yeah, this is her week, I believe.
It is, but since she's kind of low, I'm helping out with the difference.
Oh,
she's
right.
going to pay me back on her payday.
Okay.
Whoops.
You're going last for the end of the month.
You guys are still cool with that. I'm cool with that.
Well, I'm getting it out of consideration because you asked.
Oh,
man. And I'm doing next week.
We won't think about that until we have to think about it, so we don't have to stress over it yet.
Yeah, all the stress is coming out
you
right
have
onto
to
my
check
face.
Your
end, no, really. All the stress is coming out right onto my face.
With burrito shirt.
And my nightmares. Oh, Lord, my nightmares. That's kind of why I'm not staying with you guys.
Uh-huh.
Even if it's not like you're going to be alone.
Trust me. I'll wake up the whole building.
I doubt that.
Actually, she might. I've seen her nightmares.
Uh-huh.
Well,
firsthand. You found
I only remember one of them. When was the other one?
You had two that same morning, as I recall.
Did I?
Yep.
I must have been out of it, because I only remember waking up and screaming once.
Yep, we had two of them.
Poor thing.
Well, unfortunately, I was, like, right there. I comforted her very nicely.
I appreciate that, except
good.
I didn't know who you were.
I remember that. I don't think you knew until... while you were wide awake that I told you what happened.
Yeah. All I remember is, he's after me.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm after you. I'm going to comfort you.
And then even then, I'm like, oh.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Yeah, it's a bell on the door.
That was quite good.
Mm-hmm.
Burrito was excellent.
Either second to last bite or final bite.
You finished both of them, Ruben?
No. I'm contemplating on whether to work on the second one or take it with.
Well,
because that was quite good, actually. Hit the spot almost hit the spot. It's like, good.
I'd love to try their breakfast burritos at some point. I've never tried them before.
Well, let's see. You got the option of ham and egg, or potatoes and eggs.
Oh, I didn't mean
egg
now.
And beans. No. I'm just telling you what to expect. Or egg with chorizo.
Chorizo is...
It's
what again?
Spanish sausage.
Oh, I've had that before, yeah. I've had it before. Oh, wait. Isn't that what I used today with the day of the noisy spoon?
Hey, wait a minute, sir.
No.
I think I have had one of their breakfast burritos. What did your dad bring home?
I don't know. I didn't eat it.
Oh, right. I forgot.
He saved half of it for you.
Yeah, I remember. That's why I was... It was
your
good.
Dad's interesting. And I mean that in a good way, not in a bad way.
Oh, yeah. He can crack some interesting jokes when he wants to do.
Yeah, he... kind of did that on Saturday.
Ah, cool.
He did?
Well, he was like singing happy birthday to himself.
Yeah, that was...
That was funny.
Ruben? I'm not so sure that's a good idea.
You know who he's imitating, right?
Of course I do.
Who?
He's imitating the only Kermit's Frog.
No!
Yep, that's Kermit's Frog.
Nope. It's Jesse Hernandez.
Who? Okay.
That's what I said, Jesse Hernandez.
Right, I had a long day. I just traveled 5 hours to get here.
We know.
Yeah, there you go.
No, but if you really want my Kermit the Frog, this is my Kermit the Frog.
Actually, that's pretty darn good.
Yeah,
son of a gun. This, oh boy. This, son of a bitch.
When I start seeing Kermit do that, I'm turning the TV off.
Yeah.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here.
Oh god, that was okay.
And I'm having an all-around bad day, so screw it.
Piggy, are you sure that's a good idea?
Oh! No! No!
No.
Now we know who plays Kermit the Frog on all those shows.
Jim Henson did.
Yes, he did.
Up until he died in 90... No, in 89?
Yeah,
90.
And Ruben is now his replacement.
I tried.
We never know. He could be keeping a secret.
Never admit.
Do your Big Bird, Ruben.
Oh, God.
Oh, gosh.
If you can.
I don't know, Bird.
No, that's Snuffy.
Yeah, no, it's like... I know, but it's like... that's right. Ah, jeez, I don't know, Snuffy.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know how to use a ham radio.
Yeah, I got one early.
Gee, Bird, it's not that hard. Take a test and pass it. But Snuffleupagus always sounded like he had a
head
perpetual
cold.
Head cold.
And he was poofing into a mic.
He was, oh, wow. Where were the napkins?
Oh, right here.
Good question. Yes.
Thank you.
Right here.
And they were quite tasty.
Did you catch what I did, Monty?
No, I'm busy.
They do not sound like Kermit the Frog.
Yeah, that's
what... does everybody think I sound like Kermit the Frog?
Because he does. Ruben, what I did was...
Careful with that. You do that in a Mexican restaurant. It's not 2 bits. It's not shave and haircut 2 bits. It's something else.
Oh,
yes, I'll tell you in the car.
Ooh. Oh, my face is turning red.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know.
It's okay. That's what I'm here for. I found out the hard way.
I think I'm going to melt into the floor now.
Hey, at least it was you, not me. I'm perfectly innocent.
You are now. I'm not.
Whoever denied it supplied it.
I'm not even going to go there. I was going to, and then I shut my mouth very quickly.
So, Sarah, have you...
But I totally went there.
Yes, you did.
I was about to ask you a stupid question, but I answered it in my head before I finished asking it.
And the question was?
Well, it was going to be, have you been to the apartment yet? But obviously...
Yes, I have. Yeah, you heard it. You're going to have fun listening to that air conditioner.
Oh, I'm sure I've heard louder.
Oh, boy.
And
wait a minute. Why would they have an air conditioner? Would it be a heater this time?
It's both, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez, it's very cold.
It's been like an icebox.
I was going to say, I would hope it wouldn't be 40 degrees inside. Now, I have a problem with that.
Yeah, it was.
I would have a problem with that.
I didn't want to say anything.
I'll call the front desk, or I'll call the office and be like,
okay, Ruben, your turn to imitate KD6CAE.
Oh, I'm trying that very hard. Is it? Okay, well, we're inside of the apartment complex.
You sound like Monty with a head cold.
I'm still getting over this head cold, but I'm still warming up to this mission here on Audio Boom. Okay, well, we're inside. There's an end table and a toaster out of place.
Yeah, a toaster on the end table?
Yeah.
And a ham radio that's not mine.
Yeah.
No, it's Ruben's.
Oh, that'd be scary.
I'm working on it. About to. Yeah, I'd love to. That'd be...
I saw a board online. Well,
KE5.
I'll give you about 10 years to do that. So
yeah, KE... No, I think probably either. Well, I'm not really sure what you'd get. It would be a 5.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a K.
You would get a 5. And,
it'd be a K something, 5 something, something. Something.
Something.
Yeah, something.
Something. Like
something.
That was delicious.
Is it always a 2x6? Or 2x3, rather?
2x6? You know what would be a call, Sarah?
Yeah.
Actually, in Australia, they have 2x4s.
Wow.
So you'll have, like...
So they must be made out of wood, then.
Oh, I know. know, I should have seen that one coming. So you'll have something like, you know, VK3, TMPS.
Wow, temps.
Well, or just TEMP.
Yeah, it would.
That was very, very delicious. I will now.
I know, KE5BEGGER.
That's 2x6.
I know. Getting after. Except I got his call wrong.
Yeah, and I don't know what
you're talking about. Well, Monty, obviously you'll know who I'm talking about.
Oh, God. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and I swear I heard him when I had to split.
I will have to listen to that recording to find out.
That wasn't him. That was my repeater. I'm just kidding.
I told him to stick around me, actually, when we were doing the QSO.
Oh, wow.
Yes. When we were trying to get you, when you were on the bus still.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that was a disaster.
That didn't quite go as I thought it would.
I got sash in my eye.
Oh, wow,
hey, Joe, can you please get me a napkin?
There's one on your left. Are you okay?
Yeah, I will be. No, what do you think? I'm just sitting here learning a new dance. It's a new bird call. It's a new way to identify on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Get her another napkin.
There we go.
Oh, she got it. Did you get it?
You okay?
Yeah. Oh, that hurt.
Yeah, generally sausage and anything moist in the eye.
Yeah, that hurt. That hurts.
I once accidentally put eardrops in my eye. I was in sixth grade and I was just having a really bad day.
Whoops,
the bad day just followed me.
Yeah.
Well, of course, there's the old shampoo in the eye that never feels good either.
No, it doesn't. Nope. Even when they say that the baby shampoo doesn't hurt, it hurts.
I don't know, what it is about those nerves in the eyeball, right?
Well, I know what...
Well, I actually showed Sarah this video that I sped up as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, Sarah's video, which one?
No.
I showed Sarah a video
that
I downloaded off of YouTube.
Okay, I thought you said...
The video was of a bratty little kid crying over an iPad.
Yeah.
And the kid was no more than 2 years old.
God.
I want an iPad on me.
Oh. We know he's going to be a geek when he gets older.
No, he's going to be slapped.
No, he said, I mean it, but the...
I mean that. And oh, I heard I mean.
Still, yeah, I heard I mean that.
Oh.
But the yeah was gargly because of the stuff in his throat.
Yeah.
I mean it.
Yeah. Okay, Chewbacca.
I'm not imitating it.
I know.
I sped it up in my video editor.
Yeah. Now, Ruben, I dare you to lip sync that.
That
should be too hard. No, I mean it. I want an iPad. I really want the iPad. That's a long piece of lettuce.
Then he tried to hit the dog in the face.
Yeah, he
missed.
Did. Thank goodness. Then his mom was just oblivious. Did you hear that, Monty?
No.
On the phone.
He tried to hit the kid who had the tantrum tried to hit the dog in the face.
Wow.
You just don't do that.
Because the dog was trying to comfort him, like licking his cheek.
Yeah.
Dobermans are like that, though.
They've actually started raising Dobermans as guide dogs.
Mm.
I remember there was one time when they were a field.
Yeah.
Now it's the pit bull. In the 70s, it was the German Shepherd. In the 80s, it was the Doberman Pinscher. In the 90s, I think it was the Bulldog.
Yeah.
And now it's the pit bull.
Which makes no sense.
Wow.
Any dog can be.
They're actually very good tempered dogs.
I have a pit bull.
And you
do? And Jill had the pleasure... Well... Used to be my brother's. We're caring for him now.
Oh.
Caring for the dog. It was a rescue dog that my brother found in the desert.
Wow.
We believe that the dog was in one of those dog fighting rings. Because he's got a checkered past.
Oh,
wow. My dog likes Jill.
Oh, wow.
My dog really likes Jill.
That's good.
Wow. Yeah, that was... interesting.
He doesn't bark. He doesn't really bark unless he's hungry. My mom will make him like his roasted chicken and put it in his dog food.
Bland, I hope.
Yeah.
Good.
She blends it.
No, bland.
Bland? Oh, yeah.
You know, no flavoring.
No.
No seasoning.
No, she takes the skins off.
Oh. Oops, I didn't do that for Gatsby or Ash, but that's all right.
Takes the skins off. Blends in the bits of the chicken breasts with his kibble.
Oh, yeah.
And when he's hungry, he's like, ruff,
ruff. Oh, like the dog that was imitating the fire truck?
Kind of.
That was funny.
Yeah.
My favorite is the husky that says no to his kennel.
Oh, no.
That is so cute.
Oh, is it? No.
That's a cat.
Oh.
No.
Time to go in the kennel. No. Time to go to the kennel. No. Oh.
Yeah. So
I wonder how many weird looks we're getting right now.
Ruff, ruff.
Like I said, I wonder how many weird looks we're getting right now.
It's pretty empty in here.
Yeah, well, that's why. See, we just emptied out the whole restaurant.
I think we did.
Congratulations to us.
Yeah.
We're just friends having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But whatever you do, do not sit in the TBRN table. What is that? They're all odd.
TBRN, as in the Beyond Radio Network?
Yes.
Yep. Oh, yeah, I've been at the TBRN table.
Oh, there really is a TBRN table?
Well, yeah, at the conventions. You know, we all get around. We try to do TBRN show. They want me to do stuff I actually...
Remind me to stay away. Well, I'll be staying.
Whatever you do, do not sit at the TBRN table. They are a little bit odd.
They're definitely odd. You know what they wanted me to do? Because I was in there. I decided to hang out
with them. I wanted to be a host.
I'm glad you
did. I wanted to host a show on TBRN
right.
Because Sarah was doing the classical journey with Banter.
That's
and
right.
It kind of inspired me to do that.
Well, she had probably the most tamest show on TBRN.
Yeah, I did. And HKC.
That was the only one I actually listened to on TBRN, to be honest.
There's one show I still listen to on TBRN when it's on.
The Louis Bin? No, Things and Stuff.
Things and Stuff. In fact, I have the complete Things and Stuff archive all.
With Patrick Perdue?
124 gigs of it.
Oh my god, do you have it on you?
Yes. It's in the hard drive.
Do you have all of her archives for the classical
music? I have them.
Okay. She's got them. I don't listen to classical music, sorry to say, Sarah.
Oh, no. Oh, but you did listen to the Whitney Houston tribute. I still can't believe I pulled that off without crying.
Unfortunately, for you missed like two surprises of the week, where one of which I actually sent Sarah, shortly after recording and mixing one of my originals.
And I was trying to stall.
Swimmer's Ballad. And that was back in 06. The other surprise of the week was me performing a song live via Skype through her patch.
Yeah.
It had to be an interesting thing to set up.
It was.
It was, because I had to adjust levels on the fly. Oh,
and I actually have the recording of that song.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, if you tell me what show archive that is, I can always listen to it.
No, Ruben, can you just give you the file?
I can just do the song.
Yeah, the song. Yeah, the... No, not yet, Ruben! Is not in there, remember?
Yeah, because we edited that out.
I did.
But
you've got the name of the song. Show, so be on that.
The name of that song is called Single-Level Houses and Two-Story Houses. It is an original song.
Mm-hmm.
And if you like folk style music, you're in for a treat.
It's really cool.
It's quite folksy, but fun.
Except I'm not sure how you're going to do the kazoo live. We really
you don't. You hum.
Oh, right.
You hum.
Oh, and by the way, you're going to learn how to hum properly, too.
That's easy.
Nope.
There's a technique to just about everything.
Yeah, there is.
Sarah has all the techniques in her head. She's the only person that can breathe, and you don't feel a thing. You think she's dead.
No, you're farting like an amateur.
Ew!
You're kidding, there's a technique for that too? Oh gosh, I've been doing it wrong my whole life.
That feels scary. Funny. Oh, wow. Well, there's always a silent dirty fart, you know.
Okay, alright.
I just gave Ruben a hand signal.
There's people coming in here, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Is Ruben still eating anyway?
No.
Yes.
Yes, I am.
Oh, well, then you better finish eating.
I'm working on it. But
hey, Jill.
How much are refills here?
Three.
Okay.
Yes, sir?
I gave Ruben a signal. I'm holding a note and... Oh, no, that's the opposite way.
Okay, I got it. But no, you're talking like an amateur. What, really? There's a technique for talking now? Yes. Oh, yeah, gosh, I've been doing it wrong my whole life.
You know what I need to start doing again?
What?
Practicing the piano again.
We have a piano in my house?
I know.
Feel free to use it when I'm not.
That means you two can fight over the piano and I'll record the audio.
Oh,
jeez,
oh,
that's not like that's going to happen.
No, I could have you sight read Andy Musique. No.
Oh, good God, no.
Hey,
no.
It's pretty easy. Well, okay.
Did Sarah tell you about
I'm not that advanced.
Okay.
You should know that.
You do good.
I can't jazz play. Is my best.
Yeah, I can't play jazz.
Strength,
so. I can't play jazz.
As you can tell.
Yeah. I can't play jazz, you know, you don't do classical. We'll just meet in the middle and we'll do jazzical.
Jazzical?
It must be really cold jazz.
Country in there too?
If it's jazzical, does that mean it's frozen jazz? No. Did Sarah tell you about what she, Jill, and I did last summer at her house?
Oh, yeah, I showed him the recording.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah. We ought to actually perform that for 2 years from now.
I would love to.
Oh, Monty, so if you're curious about the brace.
Oh, yeah. How long do you have to wear it?
It's kind of until everything stops hurting.
Obviously, yeah.
But here.
Actually, I'm not really all that curious about it. I just...
Wow. In case you ever have to see mine, Monty.
It's not big, though.
Yeah, it's just around here. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Mine went all the way up to here.
My muscle in my arms, in my right arm, pretty much just inflamed.
Oh, yeah. I can understand that.
And that's pretty much it, which I'm actually very thankful for.
Like I said,
you have no idea how grateful I am about that, too.
Yeah.
I was worried sick.
I still hope they'll do something about
No, we're gonna fight it in February.
Because that's gonna be that is not right way to happen.
No, we're gonna fight it. I still have to look at the police report.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, didn't you say it was online?
Yeah.
We could do that tonight. No, actually, wait. You could do that tonight and then download a PDF.
I need this.
Provided we have an internet connection.
Right.
Right. We have to figure that out.
Yeah.
Did you call them about that?
I did. And I even. Oh gosh.
The one lady though, I talked to the one night. She was being very rude about it. I'm like, ma'am, I'm just...
Oh, we might have gotten
the
same lazy.
Same one, too.
Huh? Lady. We got the same lady.
The same lazy lady? That
well, maybe.
Yeah, well,
we're not an ISP.
She reset everything, but she said, oh, I can't do anything. I'm just trying to plug into the wall.
Wow.
Well, I don't think she could.
But
anyway.
She could still call someone.
Yeah.
That could... Okay. So we basically have to talk to her and get her to call
See,
her.
What happened? What happened
I
is...
I think what we need to do is talk to Peggy or the manager.
We pinged the modem.
It doesn't matter, though, if the wires
I learned
across
that yesterday.
Like I said,
doesn't
if the
matter.
Wires are crossed, though...
Yeah.
It means nothing.
Then they need to rewire it.
They need to punch
yeah.
They repunch the socket.
Yeah.
They got to rewire. Actually, I know exactly how that would work.
Because
I took a networking class. And
yeah, and I got a lesson in it yesterday when I got lectured.
Really?
Yep.
We asked a hypothetical.
No, I didn't.
We asked Fran a hypothetical, and she gave us a pretty good answer. And like I said, Sarah ran off and took it to California.
I love that. That's good.
Yep.
I love how she did that.
I was a bit uncomfortable with that, but like, wow.
Did you hear any of that, Monty?
Any of what?
Did you hear the like the crossed wires? Oh, is there anything I can do to fix it? Is there any like you know who do I call? Whatever. Did you hear that? Because you were hauling boxes.
Talking to me, I wasn't doing anything.
Ruben, you were hauling boxes.
Yeah.
Did I say Monty?
Yes.
I'm like, wait a minute, I haven't been here.
That's why Ruben wasn't responding.
Exactly.
I'm like, wait, when was I hauling what boxes?
Woo-hoo. No. I was helping Jill move some decor.
Right.
And
from decorating.
Yeah.
I was hearing bits and pieces. I'm like, oh my God, she's taking off with this.
So what did I miss? I mean, how did you? What did you say, Sarah? What
basically, basically, it hasn't been working since day one.
Right. And you have a small business.
And I have a small business, and I tried pinging the modem. I could trace route, but once it got outside the modem, it died.
Dies, yep.
And I tried, you know, the port. I tried the computer. I tried all the computers. It just wouldn't work.
We have a five-way splitter, and I hope you brought your cable with you.
Well, as it turns out, the cable that I had is where I couldn't get to it.
Oh.
It's okay, we can share a cable. Yeah. I mean, I got three of them anyway.
Actually, the first thing I was going to have you try is one cable and see what it does.
We'll test it with my dongle. With one of your machines.
Test it
with one of our machines and see if it actually connects.
Test it with mine. Mine has a better TCP/IP stack.
Well, mine too. If I go
Excuse me. Sorry. Yours or mine.
Mine boots up faster.
Yeah, you're right. That's
okay,
why.
Okay, guys. Whoa.
That's why I'm taking it home
girls,
with me.
Girls, both of you are pretty.
Thanks.
Oh, wow.
Appreciate it. But no, we talk like this all the time, Ruben.
Oh, yeah, well, he doesn't. Yeah.
Actually, he doesn't. Well, I guess he learned his lesson.
It's a refresher course.
So, but basically, yes, there, that MacBook Air, I appreciate the early Christmas gift, because...
Oh, no, Ruben, you'd know if we were good to get in a fight. Actually, you wouldn't know, because we've never been in a fight.
And I
hope the two of you are mature enough to actually sort through it, look past it, and move on. Because I hate it when my parents get in a fight and they dwell on it for...
That's true. They dwelled
on something over as trivial as a dog for 11 months.
Wow. We're not that bad. If anything, I'll just walk out of the room and take a walk in the outside in the...
Yep, that works.
I encourage you don't do that, or I will knock some sense in both of you.
We know. We've done it before.
I would rather you knock dollars
into
us.
We both will.
But,
yeah.
Because we haven't even gotten into a fight yet.
No.
And I
am preparing myself for that day when that day comes.
Your phone just locked.
I saw that. That's because I locked
it. The thing is,
just
we...
just letting you know.
Okay.
Like, because of the stress that Jill's been under...
Yeah.
After the accident, I've been helping her with that. There have been a couple times, like when we left Caesar's Palace...
Yeah.
...to go grab
check
dinner.
My email.
Sunday night, we were back at the apartment, and Jill was